The coaching process is the backbone of the accompaniment. It allows structuring exchanges between the coach and the coachee around a clearly defined goal. Two models are commonly used to guide this process: the GROW model and the SMART method. The GROW model, developed by John Whitmore, is an acronym detailing the key steps of a session or a coaching program. Goal: clarify the goal of the session and the overall coaching. The goal must be formulated positively and solution-oriented, rather than problem-focused. Reality: explore the coachee's current situation, their resources, and their hindrances regarding the goal. This is an opportunity to become aware of their thinking and behavior patterns. Options: generate possible action paths to achieve the goal by stimulating the coachee's creativity. The coach's role is to expand the field of possibilities and help assess the advantages and disadvantages of each option. Way forward: choose the most relevant options and define a concrete action plan with specific steps and a precise timetable. The coach ensures the coachee's commitment to the implementation. For example, let's consider a coachee wishing to improve their work-life balance. The goal G could be free up 2 evenings per week without work within 1 month. By exploring their reality R, they may become aware that they struggle with delegation and disconnection. The options O could include training a collaborator, negotiating their deadlines, setting limits for their clients. After evaluation, the coachee chooses to set up an out-of-office reply at the end of the day and delegate a project to their assistant, W. The SMART method complements the GROW model. It helps to formulate goals in a way that facilitates their achievement. Specific: the goal must be precise and concrete, rather than vague and general. Measurable: define indicators to track progress towards the goal. Achievable: ensure that the goal is realistic given the context and resources. Relevant: ensure that the goal aligns with the coachee's values and priorities. Time-bound: set a deadline to create a sense of urgency and motivation. Let's revisit the previous example. Being less stressed would be a vague goal. Freeing up 2 nights per week without work within 1 month is SMART. It's specific: 2 evenings/week. Measurable: number of freed up evenings. Achievable: the coachee has identified levers. Relevant: it contributes to their life balance. And time-bound: a 1 month deadline. Beyond these models, the coaching process is based on key principles. Solution orientation: coaching is geared towards the future and the search for solutions, rather than an analysis of past problems. Shared responsibility: the coach and the coachee are jointly responsible for the outcome. The coachee commits to acting, and the coach commits to creating favorable conditions. Grounding in reality: coaching aims for a tangible change in the coachee's reality, not just awareness. Valorization of resources: the coach helps the coachee identify and mobilize their strengths and supports to make progress. In summary, the coaching process, embodied by the GROW and SMART models, enables structuring the accompaniment around a clear and achievable goal. By following these steps rigorously and empathetically, the coach creates conditions enabling the coachee to turn their intentions into concrete and lasting actions. Key takeaways: the coaching process structures accompaniment around a defined goal using the GROW and SMART models. The GROW model comprises 4 stages: goal, reality, options, and way forward. It helps clarify the goal, explore the situation, generate solutions, and establish a concrete plan. The SMART method aids in formulating specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. It promotes achieving concrete results. The coaching process is founded on key principles: solution orientation, shared responsibility, grounding in reality, and valorizing the coachee's resources. By rigorously and empathetically following this process, the coach forms conditions allowing the coachee to transform their intentions into concrete and lasting actions.